I am here with Reese Nelson. He is a professor of horticulture department at BYU-Idaho. Thank you so much for coming in. And we are here to talk about the Rexburg on the Green.
Correct, yes. We have an association with a nonprofit group who has a platform of activities. One of these is called the Green Street Challenge. We're giving it our own spin, calling it Rexburg on the Green. Essentially, it's when we close a main street in a business district and then have a party. So in this case, we're closing Center Street down by the restaurant Gringo's and by the Paramount Theater. And we're going to lay approximately 10,000 square feet of sod on the street and have a party. So more importantly, we're going to hopefully tell people why we're doing this and the benefits of getting outside in nature. That's the ultimate goal.
And how did the idea come about?
Like I said, I'm affiliated with this nonprofit group called Come Alive Outside, and they have a platform of activities that they use to promote people to get outside. And so this is one of their activities, and we're modifying it slightly to accommodate our needs and wants in this community.
Okay, and how are you specifically, like, what's your role in it?
So that's a good question. We're associated with the City of Rexburg and the Chamber of Commerce, and the Horticulture Department is helping lay the sod and provide expertise and some of the reasoning why. So some of our students are volunteering to help with some of the programming. The event runs from about 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. and there will be some live music and a parachute where we can throw things in the air and have all kinds of games. But again, it's not just a party. There's a reason that we all need to get off our devices and get out into nature, and hopefully that message will come through loud and clear by having that event.
No, absolutely. And I think, I mean, for me, when I first heard it, I was really intrigued and really did. I was like, oh, there's another activity that I could do and go outside for. And, you know, I think a lot of people are like, oh, we have parks, we have all of this that we can do that anyway. But it really gets us thinking of, you know, the parks are always there, but an activity that's put together just makes us think of other activities to do.
Right. So, yeah, that's exactly right from the City of Rexburg's perspective and the mayor, who happens to be a landscaper by profession. We all kind of get the need to bring students in close proximity to nature. I think we're all obsessed a little bit with our devices, spending an inordinate amount of time on them. But the research is loud and clear on the benefits of getting outside. They call it a social lubricant, for example. It reduces stress. It immunizes us against future stressful events, improves our health and well-being, and all kinds of psychological benefits. And so that's really the why behind it. It's not just a party. We're trying to wean ourselves off our devices and get outside. You know, Rexburg has a short growing season, and for the students who are here, this is really the best time to get outside. And so we hope that this kind of encourages them as an invitation or a springboard to do that.
No, absolutely. And I think, like what you said, the spring semester and the springtime is probably the best time to be outdoors and really enjoy and take whatever Rexburg has to offer, which has a lot more than people think.
That's very true, and that's a very good point. This is just one of many things that I'm sure the city is involved with, and there are some advertising towards those ends as well. But this is just a great way to kick off the patriotic holiday coming up, and a great way to get families out on a Monday night, a family home evening night, to enjoy one of the business districts in our community that has just been recently landscaped and looks nice, and to have an outside gathering. So we're really looking forward to it.
Yeah, and like you said, it's on Monday, July 2nd. It's part of the Parks and Recreation Month. So it'll be July 2nd. And what's the general information on that again?
Yeah, so it'll begin at 4 and end at 10 p.m. There will be all kinds of programming, live music, and activities to participate in. There's also an essay contest that people can go get some information at the event. The essay will open up for about a month to basically tell when and why and how you came alive outside as a youth.
Yeah.
So you can kind of tell your story and hopefully win a nice prize for that essay contest. So it's just kind of a reason and an excuse to get outside, and hopefully we can convey the reasons why that's important.
Awesome. And for volunteers, I know you said BYU-Idaho students, is it just specifically for the Horticulture Department?
Yes, we had a link for their volunteering opportunities, but anybody is welcome to help throw down that sod and pick it up again. That'll be the largest need for volunteers, but it'll also be fun. It'll be a fun activity for everybody.
Perfect. Is there anything else that you would like to say about this event or any other information?
Well, nature has some great healing benefits and psychological benefits, and I don't think we really tap into them. And especially the student community. I know there's lots, this is kind of winding down time, stressful time for the semester. And nature provides stress relief, a buffer for stress, future stressful events. And this is a great thing to participate in. So I really encourage you and everybody else to come out.
Absolutely. And like you said, it's the perfect time. It's close to 4th of July, so it's just a good activity to kind of get your mind off of things and off of your devices and really just enjoy what the city of Rexburg has to offer. So
yeah, it should be fun.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming in.
You bet. Thank you.
Thank you.